Thanks for calling Customer Service. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Ben Huff, and I'm calling about an order that's showing up on my credit card from Health and Happiness, TREN. Is that your business?
Okay, sir, what is the charge you're calling about?
Say again?
What are the charges you're calling about?
The charge is $59.89. And it says, there's a number here.
Okay, sir, can I have your zip code?
What's that?
Can I have your zip code?
28469.
28469? Yes. Okay, can you verify your address for me, sir?
Verify what?
The address.
6590 Ansbrook Place, Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina.
Okay, your first and last name?
Ben Huff.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yep, we'd like to have this charge taken off.
Okay, ma'am, just give me one moment. I have to get an account pulled up.
Okay.
Thank you. Excuse me. Okay, sir, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I do have an account pulled up for you, and it was a $59.89 charge. So basically what it is, customer receive an email with a link for a survey. In exchange for completing the survey, they are offered a chance to purchase and enter a ticket for a sweepstakes that offers variety of prizes such as iPhone or a Dyson vacuum or an iPad or any other thing. The customer could be charged anywhere from $2 to $6.95 to enter the sweepstakes, and that's just for the shipping and handling. In the terms and conditions for the sweepstakes, it also tells them they will be enrolled in a monthly subscription for the meal plan. Once they sign up for the meal plan, they will receive an email with the link for the app. If the customer calls about the meal plan, the only thing we can do, sir, is cancel the account, and that way you will not be charged with anything else in the future. Now I can get the account canceled for you. Is that what you'd like me to do?
Yes, but I'd like to be remitted my $59.89.
Okay, sir, and as a courtesy, I can do a $20 monthly rate.
$20 monthly rate?
Yes, ma'am. It basically, he'll just be paying $20 every month instead of paying $59.89.
No, we don't want to pay anything. This was a mistake.
Yeah.
We would like to have the whole thing remitted, and we don't want to have any subscription. So the account needs to be canceled, and we need to have our money back.
And
this
I do.
This just happened last night. It hasn't even been 24 hours.
Okay, you said this happened last night?
Yes.
So you guys made the purchase last night is what you're saying?
No, we don't know who made this purchase.
Okay, well, sir, if you don't know who made the purchase, I would have to transfer you over to the fraud department, and that way they can do the investigation and put you guys' card on a hold for 14 days.
We want this account to be canceled. We want our money back.
Okay, but you guys just said you didn't make the purchase. We can't issue. Okay, if you don't know,
no.
We have. Okay, ma'am, if you don't know who did it and you saying that you did not do it, we have to transfer you over to the fraud department.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, sir, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, just give me one moment. Okay, so I do have the account canceled.
Okay.
And you say you want to be transferred over to the fraud department?
Yes, because we didn't make this charge.
Okay, so just give me one moment.
Still, forget the picture of it. You can show it to Penn Quest, but we have to go over there. Okay. I'm just asking a question. Don't be nice. That's called. Okay. Yes.
Okay, so I'm still working on the account. Just give me one moment.
Okay.